Hello, everybody out there, man. Welcome to a new episode of Coffee and Pages. Lord knows it's been a while. My God. But I'm here. I'm back and better than ever. Last time I spoke to you guys was, I believe, the 15th. April 15th. April 15th. Last time I spoke to you guys. This has been an incredible journey that I've been on, balancing, family, children, work life, college, being an author, trying to, market, me running my website and social media and things of that nature. There isn't a rule book or there isn't a playbook. You just got to take it day by day and, roll with the punches, as some would say. But yeah, man, it's been a long time. I wanted to pop in, check in. I'm finally done with two classes. I got two more to go. I can take the state test in Ohio for real estate, but I just have two more courses to go. That was a yawn. I'm tired, but I wanted to record. I'm in the mood to record. Two more courses to go. Then, God willing, I'll get my certificate. Then I can take my certificate to pass the test and, I'll be a realtor. So I'm super excited. Just want to check in on everybody, man. And I know there's some things, I have about a week and a half off. Not from work, but from school. So that means no studying, no papers, no tests, no finals. I'm definitely going to kick in gear my writing, my editing, and different concepts for marketing when it comes to Babs, to the Rescue, and Barney the Boy and Barumbus, and try to see what works better. Because I definitely feel, the book came out in March for Babs. It's done well, but I know that it can do a lot better. And I need to, keep things in gear when it comes to marketing, when it comes to sharing the story, when it comes to, sharing it as a bundle. Because really, Babs chronologically comes first before Barney the Boy and Barumbus, because she sees that he's sad, and then that kind of kickstarts the story of Barney. So I definitely need to take time to work out those kinks and, oh man, Clubhouse. And I'm still yawning, my bad. I haven't been on Clubhouse I don't know how long. I've joined all these writing groups and all these writing platforms and writing, journey groups and things of that nature, and it's been so long since I even been on it. I think I'm gonna go in it tonight. I won't talk, I'll just sit inside a couple of rooms and get back in the groove of doing it. Because with being in school, I have policy and procedures I need to follow, and a bunch of definitions, a bunch of terms, and it's very, very consuming, especially, like I said, trying to juggle, your personal life and your children and your work. And keep in mind, we're still in the pandemic, the COVID's still running around, and, you got the vaccines that are running rapid, and, life, one thing I've learned about life is that it's going to keep going, regardless of how you feel, regardless of how prepared you are. Life is still going to happen, whether you like it or not. So I'm still trying to adjust to the normal that we live right now. you know, in regards to marketing, in regards to, you know, just staying true to who you are. That's where I'm at right now. I still have the bully story that I'm working on. I'm actually adding more to it. That was suggested by the editor. I believe that there's more to the story that can be told. So why short the story when I can, you know, in fact, write more to it. You know, give these characters some depth, you know, You know, I want you to be able to be like, man, I truly identify with this person. Or I understand why this person did or said that. And my mind is justifiable. But on the flip side, someone saying, if that was me, I wouldn't have went that route. I would have went this route, you know, because of my personal belief. But definitely would it take the advantage of being off from school for about a week and a half to, you know, put into my craft, you know, when it comes to writing, when it comes to storytelling, when it comes to, you know, to marketing and things along that nature. But like I said, I just want to check in, you know, touch base. I get, you know, inbox and whatever, whether it's on Facebook or on Instagram about my podcast almost every day. You know, people love to hear me talk. People love to, you know, talk about these subjects that may be kind of taboo or whatever. But yeah, man, you know, thank you again for the love and thank you again for supporting me. And even when I haven't put nothing out, you guys are still here. So take the time to, you know, thank yourself, and I'm grateful for all of you. And that's it, man. You know, I just want to go over some small stuff this episode and, you know, kind of test the water, see how you guys are feeling. And any type of feedback, good feedback in my book. So please feel free to leave a comment, rather on this post or on my social media. And this is both for Facebook and Instagram. That is Daryl, the author, T-H-E-E. Last word is author. And yeah, you know, let's connect, man. Let's continue to market. Let's continue, you know, to succeed. And, you know, let's just continue to hold each other accountable for the work that we do. You know, I feel like sometimes we hold people accountable for the things that they don't do. But let's flip that around and, you know, hold everybody accountable for the work that they are doing. With that being said, I love you all. Thank you again for tuning in to a new episode of Coffee and Pages. I am your host, Daryl, the author. It's always a pleasure. And grab your paper, grab your pen, get your coffee, let's get writing. Talk to you guys soon.